This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And it's Friday the 13th, so let's have a look at KLCI.
Yeah, it reflects that it's Friday the 13th on the local boards and, you know, in markets across the region. So at break, the FBM KLCI is down 6.3%. I can't believe I'm saying this. At 1,330 points, markets across the region are also all in the red, barring the KOSPI that is up 2.78%. Not the KOSPI, ASX 200. So we're looking at like 8% down in Japan, Shanghai 3% down, Hang Seng is almost 6% down. That's where we're at. But, you know, let's put a positive spin on this. Let's look at some of the gainers on the local boss just before break. NetX Holdings is up. CRG Incorporated is up. Hanlan Corp is up as well. MESB and Comar Corp, they're all some of the gainers on the local boards. And a quick look at the ringgit. It is at 4.29 against the US dollar, 3.04 against the Sing dollar, 2.70 against the Aussie dollar, 5.38 against the pound, and 4.81 against the euro. Just for you, Frida.
Right. Thank you. 4.29.
For the dollar, 4.29.
You know, we were talking to Wong Xiaoning a little earlier on. Apparently, this has not, we haven't seen these figures since 2011.
Yes, so the KLCI being at the, the 1,300
mark.
The 1,300 mark, yeah. Also, you know, the dive on Wall Street, I think the last that has happened, or at least that significant dive since 1987 during that Black Monday dip.
Yeah. Moving on to a brighter note.
Yes. Let's keep things positive.
We've been asking you how has your behavior changed in the last few weeks or after you received Audrey's KLCI update?
How it's not my fault,
are
guys.
You feeling? It's not her fault. Not saying it's Audrey's fault.
It's a low
fault.
Date. It was not an update. It was a low date. Yes.
Get in touch on Instagram or Twitter at BFM Radio or even WhatsApp 018789-8899. We've got a couple of Twitter messages that I want to read out. Buy face masks by Roy Mira.
BFM.
That's very true. Learn to stay at home more by FS. And also Debbie says, getting more paranoid, to be honest.
Yeah, I think many people out there
I think a lot of people are having the cabin fever at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. Looking at Insta story, Empowered Skincare says, I'm paying more attention to my body's needs as a way for me to keep my immune system optimal. I've noticed I've just been touching my face more. Maybe I'm just more conscious of touching my face now, you know. Also, Aizat says, cautious yet controlled, stick to the basic hygienic practice and tips, avoid panic buying, and also don't be selfish. Andre Okado says, social distancing and the past 6 weeks of online classes has been driving me insane.
You know what I've noticed? So whenever I go to a pharmacy or if I'm nearby a pharmacy, I'll actually step into the pharmacy. And if I see like a, you know, bottle of hand sanitizer and so on and so forth, I actually buy for random people. Yeah, right. So I'm like, just like, because it's, I always hear like people saying to me like, oh, I can't find a hand sanitizer. And I'm so happy to just be, oh, like you want a sanitizer? Hold on.
Wow.
I have like a small little bottle.
Yeah.
You know, because I managed to get like really huge hand sanitizer bottles, right. And then I got the really small ones, and I just like kind of filled it out. I was like, you know, here you go. And these are like for like friends and stuff, right?
Not just
not for random people on the streets, because everyone needs hand sanitizer. I'm just talking about friends when you meet up with them and they go like, you know, I can't find hand sanitizer. You know, my wife's been trying to find hand sanitizer. You're like, hey, I actually have one in the car. You know, let me go and get it for you. And like, yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm just glad that I hoarded a whole bunch from Health and Living last year, because now I've got stock at home.
Anyways, let's talk about how entrepreneurs are assembling while the markets are tumbling.
Okay, so I'm going to do this positive because it starts off in a negative tone. So I'm just going to go straight to the positive bit here. So this is from entrepreneur.com, and it says, for savvy entrepreneurs, an economic downturn creates opportunity. So this is a research company called Centio, a financial research company, studied the market effects in detail. So their findings are remarkable. While most companies' value crumbled, they observed that several companies have actually been thriving. This includes the management software, Atlassian, video conferencing software, Zoom, remote healthcare company Teladoc, and exercise bike maker Peloton.
Yeah, because exercise at home, yeah.
Okay, so and so they give a bit more examples as well, right? We realize that this is the work from home portfolio, but the study's authors concluded we are witnessing the market's pricing around large scale adoption of these names due to the coronavirus, right? So now things have taken on a greater scale. So firstly, it's an ideal time to invest in or create a company that encourages remote work. The Globe and Mail, a Canadian newspaper, expanded on Syntio's data and found a surge of high-level corporate calls mentioning remote work in February 2020. There were more than 100 mentions across major corporations compared with the previously single-digit monthly average. Ah. Right? So there's opportunity there. Growork, G-R-O-W-R-K, a company that helps transform home offices into proper workstations, launched 6 months ago. After the virus, they've seen a tenfold surge in client demand. Oof. Again, not new. Remote work has been a growing trend for years now, but fears of the virus have rapidly accelerated its mainstream appeal. So this may well be a turning point in the future of work. So yeah, recessions make room for disruption.
No, I was just thinking, right, if WeWork's IPO actually worked out last year, you know, maybe now they might be in a good position.
Probably, right? Yeah.
So he was saying, he's sharing his own example, learn to be agile with low overhead costs and desirable product. So during the Great Recession, I witnessed the downturn devastate most marketing agencies. This, I guess, would be the 2008 time in this case, right? So debt loans soared, cash flows ground to a halt, costs were out, thousands of people got laid off, compounded by a mass scramble for work in a high-tightened creative field. I think they're experiencing it now as well. So according to several estimates, ad spends in the US dropped 12%. Worldwide, the industry saw a 9% fall. So his company saw a banner year after a few frugal months. Brands rebounded, realizing they still needed to create content. So unlike a major ad agency, I kept our overhead costs low and knew a wide network of creators, many of whom suddenly found themselves out of work, right? Which perfectly positioned us to work both with big agencies and multinational brands directly. I think what was very interesting as well, when you talk about 2008 crash, two unicorn companies were born, Airbnb and Uber.
Yeah.
So I think, like in the case of Airbnb, people couldn't afford the expensive hotels, right? And Airbnb's story was, you know, it was started out with airbeds,
yeah.
Right? Literally. So, and this is something people were looking at. So there is opportunity during downtime. Yeah, in Malaysia, it's Juris Technologies, right? And they started out in 98 during the crash here. And they were providing these credit notes because internet that time wasn't so savvy. So they were able to come up with a solution that helped the banks to collect bad loans. Mm. And so, you know, there are opportunities during crisis. I'm just trying to be positive.
No, it is true because actually our next story is also taking on something that's, you know, going on, which is COVID-19, but trying to, and how this person created it in light of COVID-19. Was also really creative. It, you know, just as you were talking about it, I was just thinking to myself, like, now is actually a great time for me to go on to online courses like Coursera and, you know, learn coding and stuff because, you know, it's a fantastic time to just sit into your room 3-4 hours and dedicate that time to learn coding. And you know it's going to come in handy. You just never had the time to do it. Now's the best time to do it. Anyways, when we come back, we do have one more story. This is The Beatles with Come Together, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.